Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Welcome to the Life Coaching for Men podcast, where real life meets real coaching. I'm your host, Dr. Darren Wilson. Well, welcome in everyone. Episode number 155 of the Life Coaching for Men podcast. Hope everyone's doing well and you're rocking and rolling right into June. And life's going good for you. So this one's not going to be really long this week, but I hope that it will make you think, because there are times when we just need to set ourselves down and ask ourselves some questions and try to be really, really real with ourselves. And this is one of those weeks. So I want you to sit back and ask yourself this question. Who do you need to send an email to? Now, for some of you, you're like, what are you talking about? Who do I need to send an email to? And that's a great question. So I want you to think about times when you've gotten, you know, really upset and really mad. Somebody has maybe sent you an email that was scathing or has said something to you, probably a coworker, and you've sat down and you have fired off an email only later to regret it. Right? We've probably all done that because you do it out of emotion. And then there have been many talks and topics on pausing, right, to send that email or even sending that email to yourself. I was talking to a good friend of mine earlier this week, and he said, you know, what I like to do is actually send the email to myself. I read the email and I'm like, oh, I'm glad I didn't send that, right? Because you didn't send it to the actual person. Because when you send it in that heightened state, as you all know, I like to talk about thinking clearly. You are not thinking clearly, right? You are thinking with a cloud over your head, sometimes maybe a bucket over your head when you send something like that. So I want you to think clearly and think cleanly about sending that email. Nothing new here. I would still encourage you to do that, right? Someone triggers you. You're ready to sit down and fire off an email. Maybe write that email to yourself. Send it to yourself. Read it. Rethink about it. And then resend the email. So that's nothing new. Here's what I want you to consider this week, though. Who do you need to write an email to? And I've used email. It could be a text. Maybe it's a phone call. Maybe it's a face-to-face meeting. But who do you need to write an email to because there's something not right with the relationship? Now, let's start with ourselves. And one of the things that, you know, as I was preparing for and thinking about this episode, Some of you need to write an email to yourself about yourself. I'll say that again. Some of you need to write an email to yourself about yourself, or to encourage yourself, to let yourself know it's time to stop playing that victim. It's time to stop living in a victim mentality. You need to write yourself an encouraging email about you that lives from and talks to and speaks to your future self, of who you are becoming and who you are going to be in the future. Maybe that email is 6 months down the road. Dear Darren, here you are 6 months down the road. You are a stronger person. You are a more confident person. You are a more powerful person. Why? Because you have changed the way you think about yourself. You see yourself now in a positive light. You've begun to get rid of the old. You've begun to embrace the new. You've begun to throw off that old way of thinking. And you are doing this day by day. How? You are writing yourself positive affirmations. You are taking in those thoughts that are no good, and you're flushing them, and you're replacing them with new thoughts. You are now exercising. You're getting out. You're getting yourself in shape. You are becoming that different person. I don't know what it is for you. I don't know what your journey is. But some of you need to write that email to yourself. Some of you have had a goal that you've just not been able to get to. Some of you need to write down an email and just say, hey, you're going to attain this goal. Here's when you're going to attain it, and here's how you're going to attain it. Some of you need to give yourself a boost of confidence, because you are struggling in that confident department. Some of you need to rewrite your script when it comes to your job or your occupation or your passion. Some of you need to get your passion back. What is that passion that you once had that you don't have anymore, that you've let go? What is that? Write yourself an email. Tell yourself, here is who you're becoming. Here is how things are changing. Write a text. Send it to yourself if you don't email. Right? Let yourself know that you are, in fact, on the right road. Maybe you've had a week where you've really struggled. Maybe you've had a season where you've really struggled. Maybe you've not shown up the way you want to show up with your spouse, or maybe you've not shown up the way you want to show up at work, or maybe not shown up the way you want to show up it just with yourself, with your diet, with your exercise, with whatever. Write yourself a specific email about that. Here's another one. Some of you need to just write yourself an email and say, man, great job. Because some of you are right in the zone right now. Some of you are killing it. You're killing it at work. You're killing it with your exercise. You're killing it with your eating. You're buying property. You're doing new things. You're starting a new adventure. You're traveling. You're doing all that stuff. And you don't take time to go, you know what? I'm really doing pretty well right now. I'm killing it. Write yourself that email. But I'll guarantee you, everyone out there listening can think of something in some area in their lives where you need to write an email to yourself, either about encouraging, either how you're going to clean something up, either how you're going to start attacking a different area of your life to improve in. Maybe you've always wanted to get coaching. Maybe you've always wanted to get therapy. Maybe you've always wanted to do something special for yourself. Write yourself that email to say, hey, this is what's coming and this is how you're going to do it. So that's the first part. I want to encourage you to do that.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
The second part might be a little more difficult for some of you, because some of you have some broken relationships that need to be mended, that you could take the first step into mending. Who do you need to write an email to? Who do you need to send that text to? Who do you need to reach out to and say, you know what, I'm sorry, I messed up? Or who do you need to just reach out to and say, you know what, I just would love to repair our relationship. I know that we left ourselves off the last time we met or whatever happened, whatever event happened, not in a good space. And we haven't connected since. For some of you, maybe it's a 2-month thing. For some of you, maybe it's a 2-year thing. For some of you, maybe it's a 20-year thing. Maybe you need to reconcile with a sister. Maybe you need to reconcile with a brother. Maybe it's a dad. Maybe it's a mom. Maybe it's a friend. Life is too short to leave it undone. Life is too short to leave it undone. So who do you need to connect with this week? Who's that person that came to mind? Who's that person that when I said there's a broken relationship that you can help restore, who's that person that came to mind? Because when that happened and it hit you, you're like, oh no, please don't say that. Please don't ask me to do that. That's the person. That's the person you need to reach out to. Now, they may not respond well. That's okay. Guess what, right? You all know that's on them. That's not on you. Your job is to hold the door open for someone, not to expect the thank you in return, right? You hold the door open for someone because you do it because you think that's the way you should live. You send the email, the text to someone because you feel like that's the right thing to do, not because you're waiting on some expected response from them. And when you can do that, when you can do it from a space that is as clean as it possibly can be, you will feel so much better about that relationship, because you will be the one that has mended your side of the relationship, even if you don't get a return text, even if you don't get a return email, even if you get a returned email that's not nice. Maybe they say they don't want to reconcile. Then you'll know. Then you'll have closure in that relationship, and you can put it to bed. But you will have done the right thing, and you will have checked off a box of something that has been a burr in your side for the last however many years that you've carried around with you. Who is that person? Who do you need to reach out to today? Who do you need to write an email to? Maybe you're in business. Maybe you've had a deal that's gone bad. Maybe you did somebody wrong. Maybe somebody did you wrong. Maybe you need to offer up forgiveness for something somebody did to you and they don't even care. Maybe you need to offer up a sorry for something you did to someone. You took their money. You didn't pay for a service that you said you were going to pay for. I don't know what it is. But my guess is there's something out there that you're carrying around that you're holding on to so tightly that you just need to let go. And once you let that go, it will make you feel so much better. If you take your fists right now or your hands right now and you ball them in a fist and you squeeze it as tight as you can, and now you release it, just lets it go. It frees you from it. It allows you to be the bigger person. But you have to begin to think differently about how you want to approach the other person, right? Because again, it's not about their response. It's about you. It's about what you do. And it's about how you want to take control of your life. So think about it this week. If you're struggling with an area in your own soul, in your own mind about you, write yourself an email. Encourage yourself. Tell yourself how great you are. Tell yourself you're becoming the confident person that you want to become. Tell yourself that you're becoming the leader you want to become. Tell yourself that that position that you long for is right around the corner. You just have to keep pushing through. Tell yourself that people will look up to you. Tell yourself that you're a good dad. Tell yourself that you're a good spouse. Tell yourself you're a great leader. Whatever it is, whatever that area is, I want you to encourage yourself this week. Write yourself an email or write someone an email that you know you need to reach out to. Hope you guys have a great week. If you need me, you know where to get me. DrDarrenWilson@gmail.com, DrDarrenWilson.com. Can't wait to see you back here next week, folks. See you next Thursday. Take care. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. If I can help you in any way, reach out to me today, DrDarrenWilson@gmail.com, or go to the website, DrDarrenWilson.com, and sign up for a consult today. Can't wait to see you soon. Take care, everyone.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.